your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, there you go. Please support our sponsors. They're not our sponsors. They're the various station sponsors. Now, what occurred yesterday, liberals are calling it an absolute debacle, an absolute embarrassment. Well, fact of the matter is, I think it was a debacle, but, you know, when Seattle was taken over in the area called the CHOP, six people were gunned down, okay? That didn't happen yesterday in D.C. D.C. was totally out of place, but it was totally different from what's happened in other cities around the country. What I would like you to do, Chuck, is to opine on this a little bit and put it together with your concept of absolutes, would you?
So I do agree with you that the magnitude of the riots that we were seeing in the summer is very different than the riots that we saw yesterday at the Capitol. But here's one thing I think we need to get back to. Both are different groups of people trying to impose their arbitrary absolutes upon people. And that's really where politics has gotten to be. If you notice now, it really doesn't matter the character of the candidate. It doesn't, I mean, not so much their character or their history or their record. It's all about one group getting people in power to impose these things. Because now we have in our culture, you know, you can't say that that person A's beliefs are any better than person B's beliefs. And so, because there's no basis to argue anything with anybody anymore. And so that's what we're seeing. I mean, we're seeing people rioting, especially with, you know, the Black Lives Matter. I mean, all the things that they're, you know, this kind of below the surface of what they're trying to impose. I mean, there are things that are really not logical, you know, for one thing. But the other side is almost just as bad. And so it's not as bad, but it's still just as bad. I mean, it's not the right way to deal with these things. We've got to be able to talk about these things, and that's the problem. Everybody is so emotionally charged. And, you know, you can't really ever get down to having a real logical, rational discussion about something because everybody gets so emotionally involved about it. I mean, you know, and so since there is no truth, you know, no one can be right and no one can be wrong.
Right.
And so, and that's a real problem when we're talking about having to make a law and to put someone in jail when they break a law. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's where we've got to get back to. We've got to get back to an understanding of, okay, this is what we consider right, and this is what we consider wrong. It's wrong to break the law. It's wrong to go and destroy another person's property. It's wrong to go in and break into Nancy Pelosi's office and sit on her desk. As much as I don't like Nancy Pelosi, and I think it's funny, it's still wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's the wrong action, and so we have to get back to that. And if we don't, we're just going to end up in a civil war. And I really think that we have to be able to discuss these things. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but not their own truth. And I think that's where we need to get back with. In spite, you know, I mean, I have friends who are Islamic. I have friends who have New Age beliefs and all different kinds of beliefs. But, you know, I always have to get back with them that, you know, you're entitled to your own opinion, but not your own truth. We have to get back to absolutes to have any type of order in our country.
Well, I have to say one thing. I think I don't have to say this, but, and I don't think this, I firmly believe this is true. I think that breaking the law is something that cannot go on regardless of what people seem to believe or not believe. It's a travesty that six people were killed in Seattle. It's a travesty that an Air Force veteran, a woman, was shot at point blank range Wednesday in
yep.
Washington, D.C. There is no way that you can justify murder, in my opinion. And that's an absolute, Chuck.
Yeah, I agree. And I want to just think people to think about this. You know, from my worldview, from a Christian worldview, you know, I understand that all people are created in the image of God, whether they're Chinese, whether they're African-American, whether they're white, Anglo. And, you know, it's funny. I mean, even the whole woke concept is based upon arbitrary absolutes.
Right.
You know, from my worldview, I believe that, you know, black people are in God's image, white people are in God's image, and we all in ways reflect God's creation in different ways. Just like you can look at many different types of beautiful roses. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, I don't think we need to be colorblind. I mean, let's be honest. Each one of us, when we look at other people, we see their color. And to not see people's color would be, in a sense, saying that God has not created people uniquely, you know, with different ethnic backgrounds and different family backgrounds and geographical locations. Just like you would look at a rose. I mean, you may have 40 different types of roses, and all of them are beautiful in their own way. And I think that's where we kind of need to get back to understanding with people, even people who may believe very differently than we are. From my worldview, we're all in God, created in God's image, and we all have value. And I think right now, people aren't seeing that. People are trying to divide people into tribes. And I think the internet is helping with that. You know, people are creating their own reality in the internet and what they listen to in the feeds. And it's all feeding into this division where we're not seeing each other as created in God's image. We're not seeing the absolutes and the truth behind things. Does that make sense?
Well, to me, it makes all the sense in the world. I mean, I really believe that you want to treat your fellow man like you want to be treated. I mean, I don't want to be in an environment where I could get killed by somebody whose entire thinking was based on their emotion and not on facts. It's a possibility,
right.
You know, that's a possibility today. I, quite frankly, I think this has to be straightened out in the sense that people have to respect other people's opinions. I don't think it's right to take, I think that respect has to be unconditional, and I don't think it's correct to push your views to the point where you're actually inciting violence. And I will tell you, I feel that way very strongly about what happened in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol building on Wednesday. I feel actually just as strongly about what happened in Seattle and Portland, Oregon, what's been going on for about the last 6 months or so. We have to love each other and respect each other.
Yep.
Dr. Chuck, we got a boogie. Thank you for your time.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.